And we're here with John Paul, the car doctor from AAA Northeast, to get a little insight into how this really new way of living, John, is going to impact the automotive industry. It's one of the major ones here in the country, and of course how it's impacting folks in their own driveways too. So thanks for spending some time. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Always good to join you, Joe.
First of all, let's talk a little bit about how you're being impacted personally. Obviously, we're teleconferencing from our homes.
Yeah, just like a lot of people today, I had to put together a little home office, rapidly put together a little home office so I could try to do my work from home. And technology is pretty amazing. When someone calls my desk at work, it actually rings at my computer and it's just as if I'm there. And my fear is that I may start to adopt this and just not tell anyone. And no, it really has. So, but you know, I want people to be assured though, AAA is there to help them. Our road service people are still out on the road. Our dispatch people are still dispatching calls. Our call receivers may not be in the main office. Some of them are, certainly some of them are, but they are still taking calls just like normal. Our contractors are still out there doing their portion of the calls, as well as our fleet drivers who handle a big portion of the calls that we do. So AAA is out there to help you. We're also spending a lot of time with disinfecting our trucks. Mm. You know, all the trucks have extra sanitizing wipes and hand sanitizer and all that stuff. I think we bought all of it when it became available. So it was one of those things that it's not amazing how the phone rings when you don't want it to. So
never fails, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So we went out and bought hand sanitizer and we bought all the things necessary to make sure our drivers stay safe. We're asking our members, you know, when we make a call, you're feeling okay. That's one of the things we want to ask. And we also hand them some hand sanitizer at the same time because they don't want to get sick. We don't want our drivers to get sick. So we're really looking at our driver's health as a key issue. And that's one of the reasons I'm not at work, because we want to try to spread ourselves out as much as we can. So if somebody gets something, they don't spread it to somebody else.
Sure, it's really common sense things. And if you do have somebody, you know, that's stuck on the side of the road, it's pretty easy to stay 6 feet apart and still communicate, you know, with each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And even to the point where if they have, maybe they have more than one person with them, we'll say to them, hey, do you want us to call an Uber? So at least you two can ride together and we'll just take your car wherever you want it to go. So, and the other thing is the auto repair industry is one of those things is being considered essential. Mm-hmm. So repair shops are still open. Dealerships are still open. They may not be selling cars, but they're still there. They're still there to repair your car. And, you know, most of the dealerships and repair shops that I talk to, they're busy-ish, but they're not really busy.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking this might be a good time to get your car checked over because it's just sitting in the driveway anyway, a lot of even independent shops are picking up and delivering now. So you call them up and they'll send a ramp truck to come pick your vehicle up, or they'll send, you know, two people and one person will drive your vehicle and the other one will drive the chase car back. So garages are really trying to do what they can to stay busy, to stay, keep their people employed, but also to maintain their cars. One of the fears that we all sort of have is when everybody goes back to work, if whatever that is, and they all do it all in the same day, and they're all either out of gas or have flat tires or dead batteries, you know, it's gonna all happen at once. So we're reminding people, hey, if you know you were gonna go get an oil change and some regular service done to your car in April, April's right around the corner. Why not do it now? Get it done so you don't have to worry about it when summertime rolls around.
It's a great point. I hadn't thought of that, but yeah, that's going to be an issue. It's going to be a mass influx of hopefully soon returning to quote unquote normal.
Yeah, I think I don't know what the new normal is going to be, and that's the word everybody uses, but yeah, this is, I know my wife would like to have me out of the house.
So. How is, I mean, obviously a big part of this is the impacts on the travel industry, John. How's AAA Travel dealing with this?
Yeah, I mean, just like everybody else, we're looking at, you know, we're trying to help people out wherever they can. All of the airlines have been very flexible. The cruise lines, obviously, the same way. So we're just trying to help people out. Our travel agents are staying really busy. That's what's kind of nice about when you work with a professional travel agent versus just booking some things online, at least you have somebody you can call up and say, hey, you know, I booked this trip in July. What do you think it's, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. Do you think it's going to be busy? I know personally, I had a flight booked for June. I got an email from the airlines and they were actually offering me a $50 credit per person to cancel the trip.
Oh, really?
And which I took them up, well, a $50 credit and a full refund in the form of another credit. And I took them up on it and then rebooked again and saved like another $50 on a different airline.
Okay.
So, you know, I still plan on trying to travel in June a little bit. So I'm going to stay in the country. I'm going to just going down to Florida, but, but still, I think, you know, hopefully I think things will be straightened out. I mean, if you look at the Chinese model right now, it looks like China is starting to come back to operate businesses again and that type mm-hmm. of thing. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see how it all looks.
Yeah. Would this be something that travel insurance would cover if somebody, you know, had purchased that, if their trip or a flight had been canceled because of this pandemic?
It really depends on what level of travel insurance you purchased.
Okay.
In general, it depends on the date when it was purchased too,
okay.
Because if it was before the pandemic announcement, it would be covered. If it was after the pandemic announcement, maybe not.
Okay.
So you really need to really read the fine print. We have a very good relationship with our travel insurance people.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps us, I think, a lot too, rather than somebody who maybe just purchased it on their own.
Right. Yeah. My own sister actually had an issue with that. They were in Spain when this whole all happened and, you know, kicked out of the country basically very, very quickly and had not purchased any insurance at all. So
yeah,
weren't covered. And then they lost their Airbnb booking money as well. So
I know I was talking to somebody who has an Airbnb in Boston and he's been really flexible. He's like, hey, if you know, somebody books something with me, I'm just going to cancel it. You know, the first thing I say, hey, how about coming back in the fall?
Right.
And trying to just, you know, be flexible and rebook it.
Mm-hmm.
But he said if push comes to shove, he's just taking care of people the best he can. So
sure. Yeah. I'd be curious to see if folks are going to start, you know, driving even more now as opposed to flying after all this.
Well, I mean, that's one of the things that we have started to see a little bit, especially on the weekend. You know, roads were pretty busy on the weekend. I think mm-hmm. people were a little frustrated. They were getting tired of staying home kind of thing. And,
right.
you know, maybe just wanted to head out. Yeah.
And yeah. of course, gas has gone down now, so it's more affordable.
Yeah, it certainly is. We're seeing gas stations routinely under $2 a gallon right now, both in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. So the wholesale price of gasoline, I haven't seen it this low ever, I don't think.
Wow.
I saw the wholesale price of gasoline. So you look at the wholesale price and you have to figure in marketing costs and transportation costs and all those kind of things. But the wholesale price of gasoline for May on the Mercantile Exchange is about 66 cents a gallon right now. So even if you factor in 60 or 70 cents for transportation and marketing, if this stays the same, we could see gas at $1.30 a gallon.
Wow, that's incredible. I don't recall that ever happening in my lifetime.
Yeah. So. it's been an awful long time that we've seen that gasoline will be less than buying a bottle of water.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think that will encourage, you know, more less efficient vehicles, shall we say?
Well, you know, considering you look at Ford Motor Company has pretty much stopped all of their sedans except their Mustang.
Right.
And I think Ford Fusion. It's really a possibility. Some of the other car manufacturers like Hyundai and Kia certainly have a good lineup of sedans right now, as does Volvo. They have a mixture of SUV-ish type sedans and sedans as well. But I think, yeah, if gasoline gets cheap, people have pretty short memories. Gasoline gets cheap and all of a sudden they go out and buy something that gets 16 miles per gallon. And then a year and a half later, gasoline's $3 a gallon. They're like, what did I do?
Right.
So, yeah. But it will be interesting to see because I drive about 500 or 600 miles a week, just getting back and forth to work.
Mm.
This is a little bit unusual for me that I haven't bought gas in a week.
Right. Yeah. So a lot of folks are in that same boat, sure.
Yeah.
You think the auto industry is going to rebound from this, John? I mean, how are they being impacted right now? And then, you know, what do you think is happening in the future?
Yeah, I mean, last 2 years ago, they had really one of the record-setting years. Last year, they sold about 16 million cars, which is a lot of cars. There were an awful lot of used cars sold as well. This year, the beginning of the year, January started off pretty strong. February did pretty well, too. You know, certainly right now, I think people are a little bit unsure. They're not thinking about maybe buying cars. But I think depending on where this is going to go, and this is different than 2008 when the economy totally fell apart. The economy was really strong and going nowhere but up. Right. And I think people, once they get back to work and once they feel secure again, and I think that's a big part of it, the security of feeling that they can make a major investment like this. And cars are certainly not getting any cheaper. Right. You know, the average transaction price of a new car now is up around $35,000, which is way more than I paid for my last new car. And you look at that, I'm driving a Ford Explorer right now. Now it's a top of the line sporty version of the Ford Explorer for 2020, but it's a $55,000 truck. Yeah. For people that commit to that type of a sale, they want to make sure that they're going to keep working and they're going to do the, you know, do what they need to do. But I think once this, if the economy survives, and that's, you know, the big, you know, you listen to all the people that are way smarter than me because I'm not on this kind of stuff. But right. If you listen to them and they say that if this is a relatively short term, people get right back to work, people get right back to spending, the economy's going to just keep going in the direction it was going. Unemployment is still really low, with the exception of the last couple weeks. Right. But once everybody starts to go back to work, I think car sales are going to take back off. Will they have the same good years they had a couple of years ago? Maybe not, but I think there's still a good way to be able to salvage the rest of the year.
Yeah, I've already seen some of the ads where you know, they're offering extended financing, extended lease payments for folks who are impacted by COVID-19. So they're already trying to push the timeline out, basically, rather than lose people altogether. Yeah,
I saw one that said, we'll make your first 3 months payments, and then we'll defer your next 3 months payments.
Okay. Yeah.
So that kind of puts you in a position, well, it's almost April, so by the time October rolls around, I'll have to make my first real payment. That's not bad.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, the thought being hopefully back to normal.
Yeah.
By then.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I heard, I think it was the president, some other folks say that some of the auto manufacturers are pitching in to make ventilators and medical equipment and masks. Has that happened, you know, in the past? And is that happening?
I don't think it's happened since World War II.
Okay.
For most people, they probably haven't heard of such a thing. But I actually joined a webinar or a conference call yesterday that was for General Motors and 3M, I think. And they were talking about how they're going to make ventilators and these breathing apparatuses that you sort of wear the thing on your belt and you put the thing over your face and it filters fresh air into your face mask kind of thing. And it was kind of interesting because the way it worked was they looked at what they had on hand and they used the Apollo 13 model as an example. So if you saw that movie, I think it was Apollo 13, where they had to figure out how to fix the spaceship with duct tape and cardboard and, you know, something else.
Exactly.
They did kind of the same thing. So they looked around and they said, what do we have that can move air? Oh, the ventilator that we use for the seat of a upscale F-150 truck has a little fan in it. We'll use that fan. And then we'll use this other thing. And we'll use. So they went around and looked at all the stuff that is kind of sitting around waiting to go into cars. And they said, we can use all these and make something out of it.
Wow.
And that's what they did. So it was actually pretty interesting the way they're kind of putting it all together. And, I think it's, it really shows that the auto manufacturers are stepping up, even to the point of some of the prototypes that they need to build to see if this stuff is going to work. They're using 3D printing technology. Mm-hmm. So they're building it with a 3D printer, so which takes forever. I mean, it takes a day to make something.
Right.
But still, once they make it with a 3D printer, now it's already prototyped. Then they can look and say, hey, this worked or didn't. we'll modify it and we'll get the thing to work. So yeah, it is pretty interesting. And, you know, hopefully they won't need everything they need to make, but that's, you know, that's okay too. We, you know, somebody said we're kind of at the tip of the iceberg on this. We don't know where we really are. In Massachusetts, they're stepping up the testing, which means you step up the testing, you step up the results.
Right.
So yeah. We'll see more people that have it, I guess.
Yeah.
And hopefully they're, you know, the people that have it are healthy enough that it's nothing more than, you know, a bad cold kind of thing for some people. And the people that do need the medical attention, the manufacturers are going to step in and try to build this stuff. And I think that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Be curious to see if, you know, the so many folks being home will it impact air pollution at all. And if we'll see any results. I think they're seeing that in China and other places.
Yeah. In China, supposedly you can actually see through the ozone now or whatever it is. You know, the gray skies have cleared up because people are, the factories have shut down or were shut down and people aren't moving around as much.
Yeah.
I kind of look at, you know, what I read about India yesterday, that India is having a total countrywide shutdown, which I'm not great with numbers, but 1.3 billion people,
right.
They've got 4 hours notice. They got to stay in their house for the next 21 days.
Astounding.
I'm not sure. I mean, my wife comes from an Italian background, so we always have food here. I'm not sure that if we have 3 weeks worth of food.
Though. Right. Yeah. Fortunately, we're not in that situation.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, but yeah, that is certainly all of that has an effect on air pollution, especially in the countries that don't do as well trying to keep their smokestacks clean and they're not being as green as other places like here in the United States.
Sure. So what are you telling folks that are home about auto maintenance right now, John? Cars are just sitting in driveways and garages, not budging.
Yeah, this is once a week or so, you should take your car out for a ride.
Okay.
And by then, you're probably a little bit stir crazy anyway, so it probably makes some sense to do that. Take it for a good 20 to 30 minute ride. That's going to warm it up. That's going to get the oil good and hot. Any accumulated moisture is going to burn off from the engine that way. Also, from the car sitting, don't be surprised when you first get in and step on the brakes, you hear kind of a grinding, scraping noise. That's actually rust that's built up on the brake rotors.
Oh.
If you walk out to your car and you have open style wheels where you can actually look at the brake rotors, the plate that you see that your wheel's bolted to, you'll probably notice it's brown with rust. And that's because it's just sitting there, it's steel, and it will get rusty. So the first couple of brake applications will knock that rust off.
Okay.
So, but it may make some noise when you do it. But it's a good idea to knock that rust off. So go out for a ride, do a couple of repetitive stops, especially if you're kind of leaving your neighborhood sort of thing. Those slow and easy stops will knock all the rust off. Open and close all the doors, kind of, you know, give everything a little bit of exercise. That's going to help. Check the tire pressure, make sure it's okay. Tires will lose a little bit of air when they're sitting. So checking the tire pressure and make sure it is properly inflated makes a lot of sense. If you have a little air compressor at home, they're really inexpensive now that they have it at home. You can either kind of plug into a cigarette lighter or you can plug into your house and just look in the door placard on the car, make sure your tires are inflated properly. Get an inexpensive tire gauge. They're only $4 or $5. They're really accurate. They do a good job. So your tires are inflated the way they should be. And on a nice day, go out there and wash your car, maybe even wax your car. You can burn up about 1,000 calories washing and waxing your car. So a little bit of exercise, a little bit of fresh air, it's all good for you. So go out and do that. Same thing, even sanitizing your car. Get out there with wipes that both clean and sanitize. Don't use bleach or straight alcohol on the inside of the car. It is just, that's, you could run into some problems that way. But good old fashioned soap and water inside your car is good too. Get a little bit of dish detergent, mix it up in a cup or a bowl. Use mostly the suds. Don't use the water because you don't want to flood things with water, but
right.
use the suds. If you have a little paintbrush kicking around, use the paintbrush to clean around, scrub around all the little nooks and crannies around the buttons and knobs and things like that. And that will make sure your car is good and clean. And same thing after you go get, before and after you get gas, I guess, you know, some hand sanitizer, maybe some wipes on the gas pump, even on the keypad if you're using a credit card or debit card. Maybe wipe the keypad off once just to make sure that it's good and clean. Those kind of things, if you're short of the sanitizing wipes, a paper towel with a little bit of 70% isopropyl alcohol in it is enough just to wipe it all down and kill any germs that could possibly be there. Somebody said to me, go out and rather than use a glove to operate the gas pump, you put a plastic bag over your hand. You know, it's just enough to do it. Somebody just said to use plastic poop bags for a dog, but which I hadn't thought of before, but any of the bags you get from the that still have plastic bags at supermarkets, or even just a large lunch bag, it keeps you kind of insulated from the gas pumps, and your hands don't smell afterwards. So.
Right, and then just wash your hands, of course, afterwards.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what it's kind of funny that we have to remind people to wash their hands, but I think anyone who's ever been around kids or they cook a lot, you're washing your hands all the time, and people just need to keep up the same habits. And like you said, you know, after you get done, wash your hands, keep a little hand sanitizer in your car. My wife and I were out on Tuesday. We had a run to the store for something. And when she got back in the car, she, you know, grabbed the hand sanitizer that she always keeps with her because she babysits for our nephew's kids. So she's always trying to keep from getting anything they have. So, use a hand sanitizer when you got in the car and handed me a little bit of it at the same time. So a lot of common sense here will keep people healthy.
Yeah. Gasoline in gas tanks, is that going to go stale after a while? Or
after a while it could. Okay. So it's not a bad idea. Thanks for the reminder. It's not a bad idea if you go to an auto parts store, and all the auto parts stores are open right now. They may be a little bit limited hours, but they're all open, and go get something called fuel stabilizer.
Okay.
Fuel stabilizer is the same kind of stuff you put in a lawnmower in the wintertime or a snowblower in the summertime, and it keeps the gasoline in the gas tank from getting stale. I prefer the kind that says for marine use. It's better with the ethanol gasolines that we use. I don't know if it's completely necessary, but to me it makes the most sense. And we have ethanol in our gas. That's what helps keep our gasoline in this area a little bit cleaner than other parts of the country. Mm-hmm. And having the fuel stabilizer will certainly help keep that gasoline from getting stale. The other thing is take advantage of the lower gas prices now. So add the fuel stabilizer, go fill up your gas tank, and then your gas will be good. And if you have to go somewhere, if all of a sudden things change and you're able to go out, you have a full tank of gas, it's in good shape and you're ready to go.
I guess one silver lining to all this is there's very little traffic out there right now.
There is. Although and probably some people didn't like it. On Sunday, I took a ride to the Cape because I hadn't been there in a while. And I saw some of the Facebook postings about, hey, you people, summer people, get off the Cape. You know, you're here just taking all our toilet paper. You know, and, but the Cape traffic. I mean, you could certainly sail over the bridge like you normally would this time of year, but there was a fair amount of traffic actually. So people were out and about, and we didn't stop anywhere. Supermarkets seemed pretty busy when we went by. So I think a lot of people are still out and doing some things. Saturday night, we got takeout food from a local barbecue place near where I live. And there was about a 40 minute wait.
Wow.
And they were trying to keep people kind of in a 6 foot distance from each other. So they put all their tables and chairs away and they just asked people to stay a little bit separated. And they were doing a pretty good business. So they seem to have the idea down, and they are able to take advantage of a bad situation, and take advantage is probably not the right word, but right. to make the most out of a bad situation.
Yes. Business owners are really finding themselves forced to adapt and change on the fly and try and get through this before things can get back to normal. Sure. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to let folks know about, John?
No. I think right now it's, people just need to have a little bit of common sense where they can, as far as, making sure they do the right thing health-wise. But when it comes to their car, a little bit of exercise once a week in your car. If you have more than one car in your household, take a different one. If you normally drive one car all the time, take the other car. Again, give it a little bit of exercise, just like we all should do. We shouldn't be sitting around on the couch. You know, go for a little walk. Do the same thing with your car. Take your car for a little ride. And I've tried to do that in our household. I'll take my wife's car one time if I need to go out, and I'll take my car the next time, just to be able to, again, knock the rust out of the brake rotors. Yeah. The other thing you have to worry about a little bit, depending on where you live, and it sounds kind of weird, is you also have to worry about things like critters getting in your car. The weather's weird enough where mice or something else can try to make a little home in your car, and you can go to a hardware store and buy some things that try to deter that from happening. I kind of like the ones that I guess rodents don't like, spearmint. You get these things, they look like little tea bags almost, and you tear open the package and you put a couple inside the car, and that will give off kind of a minty smell. And that's supposed to keep them away. Do the same thing, maybe a couple under the hood, or just toss a couple under the car if you park in a garage. And it's just enough to maybe keep them away a little bit. Same thing if you park in a garage and you have animals, cats, dogs. You know, keep the food kind of well sealed so it doesn't tend to attract any critters. Mice can do some serious and expensive damage to a car.
Yes.
You know, literally thousands and thousands of dollars worth of damage to wiring harnesses and that type of thing.
Yes.
So the more you do that, and again, you know, giving your car a little bit of exercise will help too, because that will kind of keep things away, hopefully.
Yes, I have a friend who had a car garage for over the wintertime, and come springtime, a family had taken up residence in the engine compartment, nested.
Yeah.
It can be a
real issue sometimes. So absolutely.
AAA, I know, has, of course, an insurance division as well. How are they dealing with this current crisis, John?
Same thing. We got laptops out wherever we could with people. Okay. So if people do have insurance needs, and even the insurance representatives who work at our offices, and not all of our offices are open right now because of sometimes it's a staffing issue. Mm-hmm. You can go to AAA's website, AAA.com. We are still doing registry service.
Mm-hmm.
So in the offices that are open. So if you need to get your driver's license renewed, or you're thinking about this is the year you want to do real ID, because that's something that I think the president said that he was going to defer the deadline date of real ID.
Yes.
But still, if depending, don't wait in line if you don't have to. If your license doesn't expire till 2023 and you have a valid passport, don't wait in line. Just use your passport if you're going to fly, and you'll be fine. But if your license is expiring sometime this year, this may be as good a time as any to go get your driver's license renewed. And in Massachusetts, you can get your license renewed up to 364 days before your birthday.
Oh, so, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, if your birthday is in June or July and you want to do it now, and you can find one of our AAA offices that's open, and just go to AAA.com, and you can, they'll have the offices that are open, and they'll also have the wait times for registry service at the same time. So you can find that. And again, some of it, I know that some of our offices, just because daycares have closed, you know, moms and dads have had to stay home with their kids. So that has limited some of our offices, and some have had to close by state statute in other parts of the in New York, for instance.
Yes.
Our offices were not exempt. In Massachusetts, the governor said, well, AAA offices, because they do registry service, are open. And for people who want to, if they go there and they say, I don't see my favorite travel agent, call their extension, because chances are they're at home, mm-hmm. and they'll be happy to try to help you. Your insurance agent is at home and they're happy to try to help you.
Good tip. I know that the Registry of Motor Vehicles, I think, extended some deadlines for expiration dates.
State inspection, for instance, if your car is due for an inspection sticker this month in March, it's been extended to the end of May.
Okay.
And if your car is due for April, I think it's been extended to the end of June. People have a window to get that stuff done, for the same reason some repair shops that have the same issues. Either their help has said, I don't feel comfortable because I don't want to catch anything, mm-hmm. or I have, child care or adult care issues. You have elderly parents that you normally have somebody check on, and the people that are able to do that aren't able to.
Right.
And you need to check on them more, so you want to be home with them. So that's limited some staffing at garages. But yeah, so if your sticker has a 3 on it, and you're like, oh, my sticker's expiring in March. What am I going to do? You're good. You're good till at least the end of April.
Good to know, because of course the end of March is next Monday, so it's coming.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I know some cities and towns, Quincy, I know particularly, has extended some of the excise tax due dates as well, just to give folks a little breathing room.
Yeah. No, I just got my taxes done the other day, and the tax preparer, which was kind of interesting. They have a little office in there. It used to be an old house before they turned it into offices, but what amounts to the back porch became the isolation room. So you walked in, you left all your paperwork in an envelope and put it in a locked box. And then when you came to pick it up, they put it all out for you. They said, sign here, sign here, sign here, pay here. Hmm. And then knock on the door, and then we'll come and get it. So we never actually saw each other. But they said the same thing to me, that the federal date has changed to, I think,
July 15th.
July 15th, yeah. So I don't have to pay my taxes right away. Which
is, right.
Yeah.
you brought up a good point, AAA.com. You can do a lot of services right through your website.
Right, absolutely. And if people have questions about their cars, they can absolutely, shoot me an email. There is a section, the car doctor section on the website, mm-hmm. and it says ask a question here. I try to answer every email I got. Even the ones that start off with, I know this might be a stupid question, I'll answer those too. The only stupid question is the one that never got answered. It never got asked. So I always try to help people with all of those kind of comments as well. So if people have a question about, things we're talked about, trying to maintain your car in this time, how to clean your car. I'm not a doctor, but I know how to clean stuff. So I can try to help them with that. But maybe they're thinking about, hey, when summertime rolls around, I want to buy that new car. I want to buy that convertible, or this has really made me think, I've been holding off on that luxury purchase for a while. Maybe it is time to go and buy something fancy for myself, because I'm at a time in my life where it's a good time to do that. I can try to help with those decisions as well. Over the course of a year, I probably drive 30, 40 different types of cars, and I spend a little bit of time in each one, so I can give kind of at least my opinion about what I think. So you can add that to one more thing that you think about when you go to buy a car.
Excellent. John, really appreciate it. Glad we're able to do this. Hopefully we'll be able to do it in person again soon.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. It's always a good time. You always ask just the right question somehow. So thanks for that, and be well and wash your hands.
Likewise. And nice basement, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Take care, John.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.